Jail was like hell. It was 4 days of really hell.
James Stewart of Birmingham was just a teenager on May 2, 1963. He took part in what became known as the Children's March, and he was one of the first to be arrested and jailed.
We were put in a room probably that could hold 50, 60 people. They put maybe 300 people in that room. There was standing room only. It was a concrete floor, concrete walls, very small windows with the bars on them, and it was extremely hot. And they just kept putting us in that room. We had to develop a system to even sleep. We would make space on the floor, and most of us would stand around the wall or sit in the windows, and those slept on the floor slept on the concrete.
Washington Booker was in that cell, too.
Going to jail nobody slowed down, broke nobody's spirit. You know, okay, now, we in jail. This is what we're supposed to be. This is what we're supposed to be doing. Come on, y'all, let's sing. Ain't going to let nobody turn me around. And we go through, we sing. So it was anything but punishment.
That was on day one of the Children's March. On day two, more protests took place. More arrests were made, but when these students were put behind bars, Booker and Stewart noticed they were soaking wet.
So I was out in the park when they released the fire hoses and the dogs.
Eloise Gaffney.
I was walking along. At that time, it was Fifth Avenue, and it was a whole row of businesses there, and they had glass windows. And, I mean, the water was so forceful that it knocked me into the window. I mean, they were in the park, and this water had come, like, over a block. But guess what? We found fun in it. Some of us just would, you know, lay on the ground and just let the water just push you all across the park. You know, we made a fun thing out of it. You know, of course, some girls, I know one of the girls that were actually bitten by the dogs. So that part was really scary, but the fear just really didn't come. Now when I think about it, I was like, Lord, it had to be the Lord to keep us because we were so crazy we didn't realize the danger.
Today, as the result of responsible effort on the part of both white and Negro leaders over the last 72 hours,
President John F. Kennedy,
the business community of Birmingham has responded in a constructive and commendable fashion and pledged that substantial steps would begin to meet the justifiable needs of the Negro community. Negro leaders have announced suspension of their demonstration.
Washington Booker.
Having access to jobs where we spent our money was part of everything we were asking for. You know, we had a right to be salespeople where we spent our money. But for us as kids, it was kind of, that was far off. But going into the Alabama theater did. You know, sitting at that lunch counter did.
We can hope that tensions will ease and that this case history, which has so far only narrowly avoided widespread violence and fatalities, will remind every state, every
community. The very next year, Congress would pass the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which outlawed racial discrimination. Still, 50 years after the Children's March, James Stewart is still dealing with it.
People today who say, you know, you ought to just get over it. Just get over it. You know, when you see the size and the magnitude of what happened, that's not so easy for you to get over.
Washington Booker gets questions, too, from his grandchildren.
What they can't really get their minds around is understand how we how we took it. Why we ain't just, you know, fight to the death and let it be done. And maybe that's it. Taking it to an extreme, but that's basically what they wonder, you know.
That's one reason these protesters are talking about it now, 50 years later. They want young people to know why they did it and why facing the fire hoses, police dogs, and jail in 1963 was worth it. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Birmingham.